This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to reach out to the program, you can send a probably best way to do it is a call, 1-866-509-4545. Let us know it's for Kelly and Company. Give us permission to use your message on air, 1-866-509-4545. If you want to send maybe a little note to AMI asking a question, feedback at AMI.ca is the best email to use, feedback at AMI.ca. You can also check out the Accessible Media Inc. Facebook page. Like it and keep track of what's happening on there. Lots of great content to view, read up on, and interact, of course. That's the Accessible Media Inc. Facebook page. Ramya Muthit and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the program, as we're getting Kelly and Company underway. Let's welcome in co-producer for the program to talk health headlines, Mr. Jeff Ryman.
I'm Jeff Ryman with The Health Report. I bring you the latest studies, advice, and health headlines from major newspapers, magazines, and the Canadian press.
Jeff joins us on Wednesdays. We go over a few things that he brings to us to talk about regarding health, and you also can catch him Fridays when we talk lifestyle headlines. Welcome back, sir, and where are we beginning?
Yeah, we're going to begin with an article right from the Canadian press came out the other day, and it has to do with this new variant of COVID that is going around. And this is something I don't like talking about because it seems just so negative, because we've come so far and it looked like we were on the right track, and then now there's this new variant out there, and it's not all bad news. I mean, there's a lot of question marks still to be answered surrounding this variant, and the Canadian press came out with this, and it's basically from the World Health Organization as well, and it's titled "What We Know and Don't Know About the Omicron Variant." And so what do we know? And as of this weekend, the UN Health Agency issued a statement on the variant that boiled down to, we don't know much yet. There hasn't been a whole lot of research done on this. So it wasn't clear whether it's more transmissible, more easily spread between people compared to other variants like the Delta variant. It said it wasn't clear if infection causes more severe disease, even as it cited data from South Africa showing rises of hospitalizations there. But that could just be because more people are getting infected with COVID-19, not specifically this new variant. And from just over 200 new confirmed cases per day in recent weeks, South Africa saw a new daily case rocket to 3,200 on Saturday in one of the country's most populous provinces. We just don't really know a whole lot about it yet. But there is a cause for concern, and a couple of scientists from around the world are basically saying the main difference with the other variants appears to be that there may be an increased risk reinfection with the Omicron variant. So that could be worrisome. In other words, people who've already had COVID-19 could get reinfected more easily. So those antibodies aren't necessarily helping as much as we previously thought with other variants. And the variant appears to have a high number of mutations, about 30 in the spike protein, which could affect how easily it spreads. So that's not necessarily great news either. So any comments from you guys so far? You want me just to keep going with what we do know and what we don't know? Because it's a lot to take in. And I feel like that's basically been the case over the last year and a bit, is that there seems to be new news that comes out every once in a while, and it's just so heavy. It's almost a little bit hard to digest, but I feel like this is something that's important to share with everybody. So any comments, or should I just keep going on?
Well, I just want to say, if anything, we're learning how to be adaptable, right? Because there is that initial jolt every time you hear about a new variant or news, or, you know, like scary things to do with COVID-19 or the vaccines. But we are really being pushed to become more adaptable and resilient.
It really, really makes you realize, and I know we can't think of it as thinking in the same way as ourselves, but it certainly does reinvent itself in one way or another and have lots of different offspring, if you want to say, where it almost counteracts. And again, we don't know what our current vaccine, what the third shot, any of the changes that could be made. And we are very aware that people who are vaccinated can still catch it. Like you just said, people who have had it, who were thought to have the best immunity. So I think we're really learning, everyone, how smart a virus can be.
Yeah. And just reading this article, so many different things stood out to me, including this one right here, that it will likely take weeks to sort out if this new variant is actually more infectious and if vaccines are still effective against it. You know, the early signs are pointing to yes, both the vaccines. But I think the real question is the infection rate. That's really something that we're going to have to really, really dig into and really be cautious about. And especially with the holidays coming up, like this is just a recipe for disaster, especially for those who remain unvaccinated. So that is one thing to really look out for. And also to date, just worth noting a little bit as well, the Delta variant is the most predominant form of COVID, accounting for more than 99% of the submissions to the database worldwide. So I wonder how much that will change. And I bet you that's going to be a number where people are going to be watching closely to see if that wavers a little bit. But I also feel like this is something that we almost knew was going to happen because we have been talking about this for so long. And it seems like every day there's new data that comes out like such. And I feel like specifically me, and I'm not a doctor, I like to read these articles. But at the same time, we kind of knew that there could be new variants coming, because how many variants did we see mutate over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now? So I think it was bound to happen, as rough as it is to say. And I think a lot of people are asking, how did it happen? And of course, it likes to mutate. The coronavirus likes to mutate. It spreads, and many new variants, including those worrying genetics, often just die out, and scientists monitor that COVID-19 sequence. But the mutations that could make the disease more transmissible or deadly, they can't really determine that simply just by looking at the virus. So it's really tough to say how this thing really came by, other than that it's just following its natural path. It just keeps mutating. It's going to keep mutating, which is really scary. It really is scary. So, you know, I don't know exactly what the future holds with this virus. Hopefully we get some extra medical help with vaccines, and hopefully people, and globally, from a global standpoint, hopefully more jabs get into the arms. Because here in Canada, we've done, I feel like, a pretty good job at getting people vaccinated. But it's just that from a global standpoint, which is where I think the real challenge lies, is trying to get as much of the vaccines into people's arms as possible. And just one last thing I want to touch on here, which the article goes into, and I sort of mentioned Christmas and people get gathering and maybe people traveling out of the country, of course. I think yesterday or today, the government of Canada is now saying, be cautious. Things can change on a dime. So if you're going to be traveling, be very, very cautious. First of all, where you're traveling, who you're traveling with. Make sure you're vaccinated, of course, if you're going to. But the border situation, which we've seen in the past, it can change literally overnight. So just be extra cautious if you are planning on traveling at any point, I guess, in the near future, because there have been some horror stories. And I know very early on in the pandemic, one of my friends, family friends, his mom was trapped in a different country for, I think, 2 or 3 months as the borders were closed before she was able to finally get on a flight and return to Canada. So, you know, if you are planning on traveling, I'd say be very, very careful and very cautious about where you're going and how long you're going for.
I think that, like, a lot of people, especially if you're going through that moments of the harder moments of I can't breathe, I'm suffocating, stir crazy, you know, all these different ways that people feel like they want to shed everything that's going on and just go back and do things, right? It's just feels like a different time. We might have to practice a lot more self-discipline or coping than we're used to, because you can't just get on a plane. You can't just have those moments and say, I got to get out of here and go do it. There's so much more that comes with that. And like you said, Jeff, I know people too who've been trapped in various different situations, and it's very resentful, right? Like you can't do much afterwards. You just have to wait it out or practice your precautions or keep your fingers crossed that you don't end up in more danger than you thought. But it's the worst for me. I'm so terrified to be stuck somewhere that's not home. That's probably the biggest fear for me out of everything that we've had to deal with, including, you know, groceries and hand sanitizing and going out, but all these different things. You know, people who love travel, it's the hardest to think you can't go. And if you do, you may be stuck there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And I know I've talked about it before on health and probably more so lifestyle about traveling. And it seemed, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was mentioning that the border restrictions were easing even more, where you don't have to show that proof of COVID vaccine or proof of the test if you're just traveling over for 72 hours over to the United States. So, you know, things are changing for good and then back to bad. And it's sort of all over the place. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking, you know what, maybe in the new year, maybe next summer, maybe next fall, maybe like a year from now, I would like to travel to the States or somewhere else. And now hearing about this new variant, it sort of puts you back into reality about wanting to travel and that the pandemic is still ongoing. And if we're going to rush back into things, things can change so quickly. And I think that's where my worry is that some people have sort of just given up and they already think that, hey, this thing's almost done with. I'm not going to bother getting vaccinated or maybe going to say no to a booster shot or something like that. Or maybe the mask mandate will drop. And we've seen in the States where things have changed.
They're not we look at how long we've been through, gone through this, and history will tell you, we're still in, as somebody compared it when it started, that we were in the top of the first inning, if you compared it to baseball, out of 9 innings. And that was a year ago this past July. I heard that, right? That this thing is not going to be an easy fix. There is always going to be different variants, and we need to understand as well as move along in life, but adjust to a new life, which may be with us for a number of years before we can go back to what a lot of people in years to come will say, gosh, it's been a long time since we've been able to be this way.
Yeah. And I know I've been sort of rambling on a lot this segment. I just feel like the information that has come through is really important to get to. And you also have to thank the doctors in South Africa for catching this variant fairly quickly, I'd say. And hopefully this gives other countries ample opportunity and ample time to really grasp hold of the situation and not let it get out of control like we've seen in the past. So good on those researchers down in South Africa.
For sure. Jeffy, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And a lot of sobering things there to think about. Well, Jeff Ryman joins us and we talk health headlines. He'll be back Friday with lifestyle headlines. In a moment, our TV talk as Greg David joins us right here on Kelly and Company. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.